Everybody was kung fu.
Listen to those mellifluous tones. Talk in your microphone, see if it works.
It sounds like it does.
Oh, baby. Yeah. Let's just fucking do it.
All right.
We're just fucking. Oh, the pain that we have endured, that I have endured. Oh,
Wait. The pain was the angry guy, right? He was the astronaut? Or was the pain the. No, that was the sorrow.
Sorrow was the dead guy.
He was the dead guy.
The fear was the one with the insects or the locusts or whatever it was.
No. He turned invisible. The one with the bees
was the pain.
He was like.
Oh, yes.
He sucked.
Who was the Psycho Mantis stand in?
I guess that was the sorrow.
Okay.
He was like the closest he got, really. Like,
oh, yeah, because he was, yeah, okay. I understand. And then he like turned off the system and shit.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Hideo Kojima. Because you think you died, but then you.
This episode brought to you by Konami. Konami, everybody. Maker of your favorite video games.
Keep our fingers crossed on that one.
Yeah, that would be it. I think the ultimate sponsor. I think the ultimate sponsor would be like the Sibian.
We might be able to swing that.
Or like Jack Daniels. Can you imagine it like a.
Yes, Jack Daniels, sponsor this podcast with two guys who don't drink.
Yeah, or
please,
sponsor
us.
What was the original Rogan? Oh, the Fleshlight.
If we get to the point where we're
sponsored by the Fleshlight, that's like a. Of like the checklist of success that's on there.
No, we gotta one up. We gotta get the company that makes those like rubber asses.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Exclusively, not the false vaginas.
No, like the whole. Well, it's like everything. It's a whole hindquarters thing. You know what I'm? Have you never seen this? Am I the only one who knows this exists?
Forgive me, but is this a something for a homosexual man?
They probably do make them. I'm talking like it is a vagina and butt, but it's like from the butt to like the top of the thigh. So it's like a little doggy style, like
it gives you options, basically.
Yes.
What are you feeling today?
Yes.
You're feeling rubber butt. You're feeling rubber vagina.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know who makes them, but sponsor us,
Adam and Eve,
and give us a sample.
I remember Duncan Trussell,
educational purpose.
Whose podcasting tracks we now step.
Yes.
Is he had like a 45-minute ad for butt plugs on Adam and Eve. And he was like, you know what? How many times in my life am I getting an opportunity to an ad for a butt plug? So if I get the chance, it's going to be a long one.
So he just devoted an entire episode.
And we pledge the same, Adam and Eve. We will do no shorter than 45-minute reads for your butt plugs.
Yes. Or rubber hindquarters.
Either of those two are fine. We enjoy the specialty items. We'll push those extra.
Yes. Yes.
Anyways. Welcome.
Give us everything.
This is the first edition of the White Belts in Life podcast. My name's Corey, a.k.a. C-Match. A.K.A. One Stripe White Belt.
Yes.
You, sir.
I am Rick Robot. And
how many stripes?
One stripe. Okay. We're both one stripe.
You passed the test.
There's no... We are the arbiters of the white belts in White Belts in Life territory, world. I don't know what they're going to call it.
All of those things.
Yes. In the continuity of the White Belts in Life podcast... that it begins now. It actually technically all everything that's canon started a while ago. Yes. A lot of the episode, we have a few episodes that are all going to kind of be released right around the same time or in like sort of a subsequent fashion that have all been recorded over the past few months.
Yes.
But we kind of went back and forth in the early stages of what we actually wanted to call the podcast because we didn't really have a direction. Like we knew we wanted to make a podcast.
Yeah.
And we knew we wanted it to encompass comedy and fitness. You know, we both work in the fitness industry. We're both personal trainers. That's how the two of us met.
Indeed.
But we weren't really sure, you know, exactly the direction we wanted to take it. And we realized like we're both 26 years old.
Not quite yet.
You'll get there. You'll get there, Sonny. This side of 30 feels great. Or this side of, you know what I mean.
One of those is true.
Closer to 30. This side of 30 does feel great, to be honest. This side that's not quite 30. But we neither of us are really experts in anything.
We are the authority on nothing.
Yes.
We're the authority on not being the authority on things.
Yes.
We are curators.
Yes.
And and I think where you were going was basically, you know, obviously when you're starting a piece of media like a podcast, it usually is to your convenience to have some sort of notoriety or fame. Those are the people, if you look at the iTunes rankings, that are getting millions of downloads or hundreds of thousands of downloads per month. You know, somebody who already has a big following and then starts something like this and automatically have a built-in, you know, audience. Yeah. We don't have any of that.
No.
Or to people who are probably less successful than the people listening to this.
Yeah. We're definitely less successful than the guests that we have.
Yes.
Most of them.
So far, we've been consistently less successful.
Or at least, like, as unsuccessful.
Depends.
Yeah.
I'm going to put that on a resume. I'm likely as unsuccessful as you, yes. If not slightly more so.
That's how you get the job. That's how you let them know, like, they need you.
But, so, we cannot, on this podcast, at least, who knows, maybe one day, but not right now, at least, I'm looking at right now, of pictures of three what would be excellent guests on the White Belts in Life podcast. I'm looking at the memoirs of Chuck Norris, entitled Against All Odds, My Story. I'm looking at the Dalai Lama in his tome, Ethics for the New Millennium. Would be a great White Belts in Life podcast, I guess. Would he not, Rick?
I don't know. I don't think he speaks English.
Yeah, he does.
He does?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And
I don't pay enough attention to the Dalai Lama.
If only the medium of podcasting had been around oh so many years ago, front and center, the king himself, Elvis.
He is so wasted in this picture, too.
He is, like, really.
His face is all puffy.
It's quite puffy. He is very inflamed.
Like, you could tell if this wasn't a still shot, he'd be, like, swaying back to side as he's pointing his finger out. He's doing that thing where you, like, you're trying to point at someone to narrow down the, like, five different versions of them you see.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's doing in this picture we have. Like, he's doing that to someone in the audience that's saying, you.
Well, unfortunately, we're not going to be able to get any of those three guests quite yet. However, what we can do, as people who are in the struggle, so to speak, as we mentioned, both of us work in the fitness industry, mm-hmm. sort of ascending the ladder of being a trainer or a coach in the midst of that currently. Rick is a stand-up comedian. I am a failed stand-up comedian in that, yes. I did it under 10 times, I would say.
Definitely under 10.
Under 10. You know, the initial number I was going to say was 5. And now I'm thinking
Maybe five.
But haven't done it since. So, but we're people who have been interested in... We're not yuppies, I guess. You could say that with confirmation.
No.
We're trying to do things that may be fairly hard to do and are a little bit off the beaten path. And since we can't speak with people at this point in our lives who are off that path and have already had success, really what we can offer is speaking to people who are in the midst of doing something that's very hard to do. So you won't be, you know, we won't be interviewing Kevin Hart, but we will be interviewing some people who aspire to perhaps be someone like him one day. So it's almost like we're buying lottery tickets on every single guest that we have. Yes. Maybe one day. In addition to that, I think that our just personalities and our interests kind of naturally draw us to this medium. And I feel like we could be pretty good at expressing ourselves through it.
Yes.
So it's something that we wanted to do.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I think that's pretty fair. Do you think Chuck Norris found God, or he was always following the path, so to speak? Do you think he did his time in the darkness and he's like a hardcore alcoholic doing coke? Or do you think he was just always like a holy roller, like smiley face? He, like, look at that smile. Like, I don't think he's ever done drugs.
Can I make an admission here?
What?
I'm kind of ignorant in the life. I should actually read the book. Because I'm pretty ignorant as to the life and times of Chuck Norris.
Yeah.
Perhaps we can dedicate an episode to it. We can do a live reading of Against All Odds.
That's what we'll do. We'll do like a series and just like read a chapter at the end of every episode.
By the way, oh, that's a great idea. I bought all three of these fine random doodads at the thrift store. And the guy who checked me out kind of was like thumbing through like all three books and just kind of like very had a moment of silence as he looked down at my
purchases.
That
Elvis thing is a plaque. It's not a book.
That's true.
He was thumbing through.
The other two are books. It can still be thumbed through. Yes. But he just kind of hands them to me and goes, yeah, you bought some weird stuff, man. Which is hard to get a guy who works at a thrift store to. You have to buy some truly strange things in order to warrant that reaction from a guy whose full-time job is working the checkout counter at a thrift store. So kudos.
We're different.
We are different. Think different.
That's the important thing you guys need to know.
We need a slogan.
It's okay to be different.
Ooh, I like that.
That
could be a theme.
I stole it from like Dare or something in grade school. I don't know where I got that.
You read it in Highlights?
Yeah, that was it.
When you and you talked about it in your reflections contest answer. Did you guys have the reflections contest?
I don't know if we had the contest, but reflections sounds familiar.
Yeah, okay. Probably a bad topic. What's changing?
Yeah, let's not go down the weird...
But yeah.
So your body is changing.
Every... I guess every podcast has one of these, so here's ours. This is us justifying to you why we're doing this. And I guess at the end of the day, because we want to, so fuck you.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Here's to everybody out on the grind.
Yeah.
Keep grinding.
Yeah, we got to be sure not to say the grind, though.
Why?
Just, I don't know. I feel like that's like a tired thing, is it?
Shut up. We can say whatever we want.
But yeah, we'll be touching upon comedy, training, strength coaching, things of that nature.
Martial arts.
The fitness industry, martial arts, the UFC. Some sports every now and again. Most of
might get
me.
Chuck Norris. I think Chuck of the three, Elvis will never get because he's dead. Chuck Norris. Let's hold out for that one. We might get him.
Let's go for Lisa Marie. She'll be
Lisa
a good
Marie
guest.
Presley.
Yes,
he might get Lisa Marie Press.
That's we're gonna add that to that same checklist of goals.
There you go.
All right. Anything else to add, Mr. Rick? Or can we play? Intro music that you guys are hearing.
Need to give credit where credit is due.
Yes. So credit to the band Heavy Temple. Their track entitled Pink Glass will serve as our intro and outro music. Pretty badass song. So you could check that out. I'm sure their band Heavy Temple, you can Google them or check them out on Facebook and the rest of social media profiles and support them.
Yes, as well as our own social media profiles.
Aha, what a transition.
Got everything. Cover there. Facebook, Twitter, MySpace. Did you make it? We didn't make a MySpace yet. We got to make a MySpace. We got
to
cover everything. We got to be on top of it. Instagram. Do we have an Instagram?
Facebook, Twitter. Yes. Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
We have a GeoCities page.
We're on the dark web.
On the dark web. You can find us on the dark web. You can only find us on the dark web.
I wish.
I don't know. If you're here, you're on the dark web, and the FBI is listening right now.
Yes. Quick, now, while Comey's busy. He's not looking.
If there's something we bring up on the podcast, and you agree, you disagree, you have some insight into the topic at hand, feel free to reach out to us on any of these social media pages as well as the email. That would be whitebeltsinlife@gmail.com. Yes, we didn't like make it super hard. Or you can also check out our website, whitebeltsinlife.com, which all these podcasts will be hosted on.
And if you have anything really, truly negative to say, if you hate the show, please tweet @Roboten. Yes. R-O-W.
Tell me.
B-O-A-I-A-T. Excuse me, I can't spell.
Like you're rowing a boat and you drop the G.
There you go.
Rowboating.
It's a much more articulate way to say it. But yes, social media. Check us out there. Check out Heavy Temple. Badass music. Thanks to Jimmy Viola for providing this music for us and for curating it.
Yes.
And yeah, I think that's it. Hopefully you guys will enjoy this somewhere along the road. And if you
I think you definitely will.
I think you will too. But if you don't tell us and don't leave reviews.
No.
Only leave reviews if they're good.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Only good reviews ever.
Yes. We'll establish that ground rule now.
You can email us. Like, email us how much you hate us. We'll read it on the air. We will, like, that's a promise. I will read it.
Yes.
I will personally read your hate mail on the air. And then we'll have you call in or something, and we could, like, scream at each other.
Yes.
Or we'll get into, like, a meme war on Twitter. We could do that, too.
We should set up a Google Voice so people could text or call us and leave voicemails. That's probably a thing I should
be like Viceland.
Yeah.
They're ahead of the game on that one.
But yeah, we're both pretty into this art form. And, you know, I consume a lot of podcasts, whether they're local podcasts. I think they've even replaced a lot of television for me. And I know just being in the comedy world, of course, Rick has appeared and listened. Appeared on and listened to, I should say, to be grammatically correct, to a lot of podcasts. Mm-hmm. So, you know, hopefully we can
appeared
make some
appeared on more
sort of
than I listened to. Oh!
Hey, that's means you're made it, bro. Yep. You're too good to be a white belt.
Right? I should be a two-stripe white belt, honestly.
You calm the fuck down. All right. World, we'll be seeing you. Leave us positive reviews if you think we deserve it, but we'll be talking soon. Godspeed.